The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like reading a short novel with the stuff I get during the breaks. But I do appreciate you taking the time to write. I do appreciate you thinking about us very much. All right, so let's get, unless I told you I was going to do something else, let's get a tad gruesome. How many of you are old enough to remember the photograph that was up, I guess it was in the 70s, and it had to do with the war, the Vietnam War, and it showed what appeared to be a college student, citizen, whatever, being shot in the head for no reason whatsoever. And the left has played that up for years as, you know, proof positive, we shouldn't be in wars, we shouldn't this, we shouldn't that, we're gruesome, we over this, we over that. That photographer or photograph became a pivotal anti-war propaganda. Because it really does show, it shows a guy in a plaid shirt, it looks like he wasn't doing anything. But there's a whole story behind that. And you know, that old saying that a photograph is worth 1,000 words, it's so true. And this story could be worth 3,000 words. Now, the image depicts the execution of a Viet Cong prisoner, Nguyen Van Lem, with a caption merely says, General Nguyen Nugget Lan, executing a Viet Cong prisoner in Saigon. The scene seems to depict a ruthless execution, or a random execution for that matter. And when you look at that, you say to yourself, oh my God, you know, these guys were vicious. Now the victim in the photo, though, frankly, is not this guy. The victim in the photo of the hundreds, maybe even thousands of people this guy massacred. All right? He was an assassin. He was the leader of a VC death squad, and they were targeting South Vietnamese officials. And early on that morning, right, Bailop had, or this guy had, led a unit of VC tanks to attack the armor camp in Go Vap. Now, after he took control of the camp, he arrested this Lieutenant Colonel Tan, along with his family, in an effort to gain intelligence from Tuan. This guy tortured and eventually executed everybody in the camp. Included Tan's whole family, including his 80-year-old mother. Right, this was the innocent citizen that they grabbed and killed. Come on, I want you to think this thing through, because we see these pictures, and we jump all over them, and all of a sudden, you know, the picture has got to be the truth. Well, you know, it's not always the truth. So think about that. He killed a whole family, including an 80-year-old mother, the 80-year-old mother, because he couldn't get the information he was looking for or thought that they had. And when this man was captured, while he was there at the mass grave of 34 innocent civilians. There was little doubt left of this atrocity that he had presided over and actually taken part of. And after a while, he proudly admitted to his participation in the horrific crime. And in those days, and there, they didn't drag it out 20 years before you killed somebody. They took him outside and shot him, period. Now, the photographer who took that picture, he's kind of sad that it turned out this way. He really is. What he said was, I was just following three of them along. They were walking towards us. They were making the occasional, I was taking the occasional picture. Now, when they were close, about 5 feet away, the soldier stopped, backed away. I saw a man walk into the camera viewfinder from the left. He took a pistol out of his holster and he raised it. I had no idea he was going to shoot because it was very common practice for these guys to hold a gun to somebody's head until they got the information they were looking for. But in one fell swoop, raised his gun, put it to his head, pulled the trigger. He said right then and there, I was prepared to take the picture. I was going to call it the threat, the interrogation. But it didn't happen that way. The man just pulled a pistol out of his holster, raised it up, shot the guy in the head. And I just happened to come up with a picture at the same time. My editor titled it A Saigon Execution. And the picture is 180 degrees opposite of what actually just happened. Again, we have all these nut jobs out there running around with their cameras, taking video of everything that's going on as if that's the truth. Because you see it with your eyes, it has to be the truth. Without anyone or without seeing anything prior to that or what went on in the whole video in most cases. We don't see the whole thing. We don't know. Now, the fellow who shot that man, he actually ended up in Virginia. In these United States, chasing the American dream. And he stayed in Virginia right up until the time he died. So the reason I bring this up, somebody sent me this picture and said, this is how the left distorts things. Well, I'm not so sure it's necessarily how the left distorts things. But in this picture, definitely a distortion. I'm Joe Mesiti, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far, really. Got a lot more good stuff coming up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
I don't know. No comment.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. And, oh God, I can't believe how low that guy gets, right? I mean, seriously. Sounds like me when I wake up in the morning. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Just head over to the... Head over to the realside.com. That's the realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much going on out there on the website. You can sign up for my weekly email blast where I go ahead and give you information. I tell you who's going to be on the show. I tell you what's going on. I mean, there's a lot happening there. I mean, too much happening for you to head over during the show to see what it has to say. But I want to hop into these couple of stories you guys sent me during the break or during the breaks that I really enjoy. The Virginia governor has enabled 200,000 felons to vote in November. Yeah, 200,000 of them. Now, in Richmond, more than 200,000 convicted felons will be able to cast ballots in the swing state of Virginia in November's election under a sweeping executive order by, here's a guess. Oh, a Democratic, I would have known. Governor Terry McAuliffe. He announced Friday that it restores the rights to vote and run for office. Yeah, that's what we want. We want felons in office. We've already got them in it. They just haven't been caught yet. The Democrats said that his actions would help undo Virginia's long history of trying to suppress black votes. Is this not a slap in your face? Why, only blacks commit felonies in Virginia? So let me see. Virginia's history is Virginia's rich history is made up of only arresting blacks, charging them with a felony to keep them from voting. Wow. Come on, even for a Democrat, that's a stretch, don't you think? Too often in both our distant and recent history, I don't know how these guys get away with this. You know why they do? They get away with this because conservatives will get off their butts, and I'm not going to say make fools of themselves, but scream about these issues. Do what the left does about them. Make noise, lots of noise. Politicians have used their authority to restrict people's ability to participate in our democracy. Really. So criminals, felons, the whole nine yards, they should have a right to do anything they want to do once they've done their time, if you would. A felony is not a simple matter. Now, McAuliffe said in a statement, today we are reversing this disturbing trend and restoring the rights of more than 200,000 of our fellow Virginians who might have committed a few crimes in their lives, who work, raise families, pay taxes in every corner of our commonwealth. McAuliffe said that he is certain that he has the legal authority to do this. I don't think he does. I'm not sure, but I think this is a federal thing, right? Or do the state that doesn't have to follow federal law anymore? The governor's action means that every Virginia felon who has completed their sentence, finished any supervised release, parole, or probation, will be able to vote. They'll be able to run for public office. They'll be able to serve on a jury. Become a notary public. The administration estimates that about 206,000 people will be impacted by this. McAuliffe has made the restoration of rights of former convicts a priority of his administration. Before Friday's order, the administration had restored the rights of more than 18,000 felons, which officials said is more than the past seven governors combined. Now, the Washington-based Sentencing Project estimates that nearly 6 million Americans are barred from voting because of laws disenfranchised. They make it sound like these laws are put into effect to only go after certain people or to only go after criminals. And since most criminals are black, and that's not me saying that. That's the governor saying that. God, our president even says it. You know, when he talks about certain things and he says it only affects the black community, why? Because they're only thieves? The Washington-based Sentencing Project estimated that nearly 6 million Americans are barred from voting because of laws disenfranchising former felons. Maine and Vermont are the only states that don't restrict the voting rights of convicted felons. Such policies disproportionately prevent African Americans from voting, the group says. Virginia is among three states where more than one in five black adults have lost their voting rights. Well, how about the rest of it? They've lost their voting rights because they chose to commit felonies. Because they chose to do something wrong. I've said it over and over and over again. The inmates are running the asylum. And you're allowing it to happen. No, seriously. You are allowing it to happen. You send me these stories, they go through me like a hot knife through butter. All right, since we were talking about the transgender community earlier today, these kids, the kids I'm about to talk to, I want you to think about this. Are these kids just transphobic? Or are they fighting for their rights as well? So 150 students walk out of a high school. This is, let me see. This is actually last year. Not the end of, at the end of last year. And the reason I want to do the story, we've had this flare-up. And the kids are going to be considered, or have been considered, you know, phobic and nasty. But again, I say, don't they get rights too? I don't want to, they don't want to see certain things in the restroom. Everything about this story makes people cringe. A transgender girl who calls herself Lila Perry and was born as a boy, and frankly still, well, if you look at the picture, really, really still looks like a boy that just threw a wig on. Now, there's no way. Just doesn't look right. Now, he was recently allowed to use the girls' locker room after PE, but 150 students decided to walk out of the school over this, and you really can't blame them. It goes back to when you push this stuff down somebody's throat, they're immediately going to push back. And maybe to get started, if this is truly something you believe in, why wouldn't you make a changing room in that area for them? Right? When you've got the majority of the group that feel uncomfortable with it, why are you going to shove it on them and expect that they're just going to have to accept it? I am Joe Masuda, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Hey, you've missed the healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Bunch of stuff going on up there. You can be part of the chat room. I don't know. They could do all kinds of stuff. But I think, you know, you guys in Virginia, you really need to recall your governor. Really do. I mean, we're rewarding people. I mean, let's see. All right, I'll give you this one. Let's say they're out of jail for 25 years and they haven't committed another felony. Or another crime, period. How's that? No? Okay. All right, let's move on. So we were talking about the 150 student walkout. That was back in, like, end of last year. But with everything that's boiling up again, this is one of those stories. This is one of those proofs. This is one of those things I wanted you got to pay attention. Because it's not going to stop there. And the 150 kids who walked out, right, they're not being touted as heroes. They're homophobes and bigots. And every other word we can think of. Isn't that nice? No, sir. So if this, what was the occupiers, right? God, this happened last year. You know, they were on every little park in the city, right? The Wall Street occupiers, whatever. They were trampling on private property, and that's just public property. They were leaving a mess every place they went. Think about it. And they were hailed as heroes. These kids walk out because they're not comfortable with it. We're not going to talk with them and work with them. We're just going to call them names. Tell them they're wrong and send them home, right? Now, as Mr. Obama was out there touting his agenda to the English, telling the Brits how they should be running their country, he's such a smart man, isn't he? He's such a genius. He feels like he'd go tell anybody how to do anything. He tells our military what to do. He tells us what to do. He tells the Brits what to do. He's told the Greeks what to do. He's told the Germans what to do. The only one he pretty much lets get away with anything they want to get away with is Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia. Isn't that nice of him? Yeah, his buddies. I say his brothers, but some of you go nuts when I do that. So today the hot topic on everyone's tongue had to do with the bathroom bills all over the place. Yesterday the talk was about Muslim immigration, and then we've been distracted again. My little distractions I'd like to talk about. But Tennessee is taking a stand for that. Now today, they struck a blow for liberty by finally adopting SJR, 467, State Senator Mark Norris, a Republican that was a co-sponsor of the resolution, who shepherded it through the state Senate. Now, the General Assembly clearly understands the importance of public safety and state sovereignty, as it demonstrated by the overwhelming support of this resolution, for which many of the people in Tennessee are very, very, very happy about. They want to see people fight. They want to see their legislators fight for them. I'd love to see our California legislators actually fight for all of us, not just a certain group, but all. Now, the Tennessee, which withdrew from the U.S. Refugee Resettlement Program in 2008, will now become the first state to sue the federal government over its operation of the program within its borders. So even though they withdrew from the program, even though they told the federal government, don't bring them here, they brought them there anyway. So, see, it just shows you the federal government's gotten to the point under Obama where they don't give a crap about anybody else's rights, only what they believe you should have or should be allowed to. What I love is that on one side of the mouse, you're talking about how, you know, America should be. We are the largest, freest nation. We should open up our arms to the refugees. We should open up our arms for those looking for a better life. Although we can't go over there and fight for them to have a better life on their own turf where they want it and where they ask us to. Because, again, we know better than they do, don't we? Right? So, again, Tennessee, which withdrew from the U.S. Refugee Resettlement Program. Okay, now they become the first state to sue. That's wonderful. Should be done. I don't have a problem with it. Now, they're suing on the grounds, on 10th Amendment grounds. Alabama and Texas are currently suing the federal government over refugee resettlement programs on narrower grounds that it has failed to comply with the Refugee Act of 1980. As a state legislator, it's my duty to fulfill my oath and to exercise constitutional authority, House sponsor, State Rep. Terry Lynn Weaver said. I take it seriously to do all I can do to protect our sovereignty. Yes, and that's the other thing. This administration, not only can they not spell sovereignty, they have no clue as to what it means or why it even has to be given or why we have to allow the states to keep it. They're not there. They have no clue. And I believe they just don't care. Why should they? Who has or is going to stop them? Now, not only is the volunteer state standing up to the Obama administration on the Muslim refugee issue, but they're also looking to make the Bible their official state book, which I think, right, wrong, or indifferent, that is unconstitutional. Now, they can do what as a state, they can do almost anything they want to, or they should be allowed to do almost anything they want to, according to the Constitution. But you're looking, but you can allow thousands upon thousands of Muslims into a nation from places where terrorism is strong, there's no way for us to check them or anything else. And just remember, all it takes is one bad egg. Right? It's just going to take one, as we've seen. And in some of the interrogations that have been done when they catch these refugees overseas and even close by, they talk about how ISIS has infiltrated a refugee run. I wouldn't even doubt they even started it. Right? So again, I can't wait till these guys are gone. I really can't. And it's not even that I hate that person or hate them. But what they're doing in this country, the lack of love they're showing for us, the lack of protection they have for us, they should have gone a long time ago. And I mean a long time ago. Somebody just sent me the link that, I don't know, kind of doesn't make sense. Where it fits in, I don't know. But the co-founder of Earth Day, apparently, is serving a life sentence for murder. You know, most Americans, when they, you know, have a holiday, you know, Independence Day, you celebrate, freedom from oppression, right? Liberals love Earth Day. It'd be wrong for us to let the day pass without some kind of recognition. The co-founder of today's festivities. Now, first, it's on April 22nd, the birthday of the ruthless Russian communist leader, Vladimir Lenin. Second, it was propagated by a man who was serving a life sentence in a federal prison for murdering his girlfriend. I love it. I love this stuff because, to me, people have to look deeper into somebody's, I won't say just past. But you know, most people have an agenda with these things. This wasn't just to save the earth, apparently. Now, because I said earlier, if you just tuned in, when I was talking about Earth Day and what it means, and you think as a right-wing conservative Christian, I don't care about the earth, I won't do anything to save it, but you couldn't be further from wrong. Because my Bible, my God, tells me to take care of the things that God created. You know, take care of the gifts that he's given us. And that even means the earth. But you don't put the earth, or you don't put some of this crazy scientific garbage ahead of human beings. Here in California, you know, you won't have to worry about it here because people are moving out in droves. They're going to have to. Companies are leaving in droves because they're going to have to. I mean, California won't let their people have any more water. Because they don't want to hurt the little fishies. Right? They're afraid they're going to hurt a little minnow fish. A fish that's actually used for bait. I don't know. Just nuts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up in the next segment.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. And you head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. A lot's happening up there. The last segment, so we won't give out the phone number. Somebody sent me this during the break. I thought it was kind of funny. You know, we hear about... We hear about all these dangerous things for our kids, and we see all these dangerous things. They show us how bad it is. Remember, we used to all ride the back of pickup trucks, back of station wagons, all of that. Now we have to put, you know, 4-inch mats underneath the monkey bars at the... Can we still call them monkey bars? Is that politically correct? Gonna put the, you know, you gotta put all kinds of things on the swings and monkey bars and the merry-go-rounds and all that. I don't know why there isn't a bigger group of us that are dead. Because right? Remember lawn darts? Can you even find those anymore? Seriously, I'm just asking. Right? The number, well, you know, think of some of the things, the reasons, again, we should be dead. Playing with dangerous toys. Remember we we played with, that would offend the monkeys. I don't think they'll care. They don't know where I live anyway. So you couldn't do the lawn darts. Any kind of choking hazard, you know, small toys, toys on, or parts that came off of toys. Right? Sharp metal objects. Remember the heavy Tonka trucks, stuff like that? They had sharp edges on them. I'm surprised we made it out of that whole time frame with our lives and with fingers. Remember, we had those seatbelts, right? And I know people can say, hey, you know, if it saves one life, what's the big deal? Okay, I'm not disputing all that, but they make everything sound so bad. Right? You could lay across the street, across the seat, you could lay across the back of the station wagon. Don't you remember doing that? And then no helmets. You know, you might think I did, but you might think I did. But I never hit my head on a bike, and I never hit the ground, the sidewalk, or anything else. So you got to wear a helmet no matter what you do nowadays to save yourself. And then I don't remember this, but I've talked to friends in the past that do running after DDT trucks. Right? This had to be one of the biggest what were we thinking moments for some people. They would run after these trucks or suckers when they rolled into our neighborhood and sprayed the air with a chemical fog. If your street had some traffic, it was just a risk you had to take. Unsafe playgrounds. Anyone remember swinging to so hard that one of the swing sets would come off the ground? Yeah, I do. I remember that. Right? How about the burns you'd get sliding down the slides? Remember the metal slides? Right, I think you probably get third-degree burns on the back of your legs. And then, you know, parents would say, well, what are they thinking? What's wrong with those people? How about you? How about you think a little bit and look and say, oh, there's the sun. There's a hot slide. Don't be afraid to tell your child no. You know what I'm saying? Latchkey kids, I guess that was dangerous. I didn't know that was dangerous. I was a latchkey kid for a while. You know, anyway, leaving 12-year-olds in church. Man, I'll tell you what, stay with me here. Is it my imagination or does it seem like 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds were more mature in the 70s than they are today? Right? I think they were. I think they were more responsible. They cared more and they focused more. You can't get them to focus anymore. Oh, diets, please, give me a break. Oh, we're going to skip right over that one. Sitting in the front seat, even without seatbelts. Remember when that little guy would be, your little cousin or something, be sitting up front with your parents or your little brother? He really wasn't sitting, he always stood up. Secondhand smoke's another one that we seem to make it through. Now, I'm not saying we should do all these things again. That's not my point. My point is they made such a big deal out of these things. Right? They made such a big deal. Like we were going to be like the Earth Day predictions. Oh, explosive cars! It's basically the fact that cars were death traps back in the 70s. The Ford Pinto is the prime example. Not only do we not wear seatbelts, we sit wherever we please. We were driving in cars that could explode because the fuel tanks, they weren't designed properly. Yeah, the Pintos were blowing up all over the place, and you didn't even have to hit them that hard. And summer was very dangerous. We were out of school for, what, 8 weeks, I think it was? We ran around without shoes. We had the sun just envelop our bodies. We drank out of garden hoses. I mean, think about all those things that we did. Terrible. I'm surprised we're still alive, aren't you? I get, you know, so, like I said, some of the stuff you guys sent me during the break, I get the biggest kick out of. Because I would never think of even going to look for that story. You know? All right, back to the serious stuff. Let me see. No, I didn't like that one. Didn't like that one when you sent it. God, there's a gazillion of these stories. Let me see. Come on! I hate computers, man. They're just so slow and so irritating. You know, the, yeah, I know, I said the a million times. Finally, we've got a group of students that want to hear opposing side after BLM leader speaks on campus. They're pushing and wanting to hear the other side of the story. It gives me hope for that group anyway, right? Conservative students are demonstrating in protest of the speaker, but they only wish to hear the opposing side as well. Now, a conservative student at Coastal Carolina University defied convention Tuesday by holding a demonstration objecting to a speaker, but demanding only to hear the opposing side as well. Now, Jacob Say, chief of staff of the Coastal Carolina Conservatives student group, told Campus Reform that the group found it utterly deplorable that a prominent Black Lives Matter activist had been invited to give the keynote speech, ready for this, at an event honoring human rights activist Ella Baker. All right? Janya Khan has openly posted on her Facebook page about killing white people. No, I want that to sink in. I didn't get lost. So she posts about, isn't this hate crime? Isn't that hate speech? Or is it because she's a BLM, I don't know, founder, co-founder? That makes it okay. So if you use these words like, you know, it's okay to as she has posted in other places, it's okay to kill white people, and nothing's done to her, then can't I say the same thing? What if I said it's okay to kill white people? Well, they'd probably be okay with that. They asserted saying such views are not representative of what Ella Baker stood for. In a post on the CCC Facebook page the morning after the event, the group elaborated on its position, explaining they believe that Khan was a divisive. I mean, Khan was a divisive choice, given the strong feelings that the BLM movement inspires across the political spectrum. Now, the elements who hosted this event could have invited many other prominent leaders who would have reflected Ella Baker's values. Instead, they invited a member of the politically charged group that uses anti-law enforcement rhetoric. Yet, remember, they were screaming, you know, they wanted the pigs dead and they wanted it now. Accompanying photographs from the protest show a group of students standing within a cordoned off area, marked as being reserved for the Coastal Carolina conservative demonstration. Several of whom are holding signs bearing messages such as, there are two sides to every story, let us tell ours. Well, God forbid we should do that, right? I think these kids were right on in asking that both sides of the story be told. If you're going to bring somebody that politically charged, if you're going to bring in somebody that leans that far to one side, then you got to give the other side the story. It's only fair. I don't care if you're in the right or the left. It's only fair. Don't you think? Some of my friends are not going to think at all. Why are you pushing that? I'm not pushing it. But if you want a choice, if you want true choice, if you want true honesty, then you have to bring the other side on as well. It's only fair. All right, I'll get this quick one in. In Italy, a teacher taught her class of 13-year-olds about the Islamic State. At the end of the project, she asked her 25 students what they would do if the Islamic State took over their town. All but two. Two very strong believers said they would convert. The two were strong Catholics. You know, I got to tell you, we need to teach our kids to be stronger. We need to work with our children so they understand what it's like. What, you know, when you believe something, what it's like to stick up for what you believe in. We have just raised a bunch of very easygoing people who won't stand up for what they believe. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, have a great and safe weekend. I want you back with me on Monday. And tell your friends and loved ones. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Have a great rest of the weekend. Great week. I'm going to be here every day next week. All right.